Good morning. This is Moses Stolzbus with the Daily Inspiration for this morning. I hope to this week take you through the Bible from the beginning to the end. And when I often heard the Amish preachers say that, or talk about the golden thread, and they want to talk about the golden thread, and I'm not sure exactly what all they meant by that, but they would speak of that when they, over Adonis and Groskme. And so this morning, I would like to start at Genesis 1, day 1 of the creation. Genesis 1, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. On day number 2, God said, "Let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters." And God made the firmament, and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the firmament heaven. And then on day 3, Genesis chapter 1, verse 9, and God said, "Let the waters under the heaven be gathered together in one place, and let the dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called he seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, "Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth." And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after its kind, and the tree yielding fruit, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. Today, the nature, as we call it, God's creation, still goes on, even exactly like it was back there 6,000 years ago when God created heaven and earth. It's still the trees, the grass, the herbs, and all those things still grow, and they still produce seed after his kind, and everything like that. So, well, let's go on. Day 4, and God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made 2 great lights, the greater light to rule the day, and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, and God set them in the firmament of heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was good. Now, one thing that I'd like to point out here, every day after God finished his day's work, God saw that it was good. Can we say that about our own work? Our own work isn't always good, at least mine isn't. Okay. Now in day 5, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 20, And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and the fowl, and fowl that may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales, and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind, and God saw that it was good. And God blessed them, saying, be fruitful, and multiply, and fill the waters in the sea, and let fowl multiply in the earth. And that's the way it is, even today. You know, the birds still build their nests, and they have little ones. They are fruitful, they are multiplying. And some of them are multiplying even faster than we'd like to see it. Because, you know, sometimes we overrun with crows or sparrows or maybe starlings, some birds that we don't like. And but yet, that's the way God created it, and it continues to do so. Now, on day six, God said, let the earth bring forth the living creature after his kind. Cattle, creeping thing, and beast of the earth after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and the cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, now listen here. Here comes a different story. God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. Wow, it seems like God is here, coming to a place where he's ready to create something that is different, something that is, it says, let us make man in our image. That's the image of God, the image of Jesus Christ, after our likeness. And he's setting man, he's setting this creation over all the rest of the creation. You know, when God said the rest of the days, this is now day six, of course, but day one through five, it says God spoke, and so it was. Now here, it comes to man, and he says, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image, in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Now, it doesn't say that God just spoke and man came into existence. It says that God created him. So I don't know how you feel about this, but I guess I picture God taking some earth, some clay, and some water, and mixing it together, and there he is, kneeling on the ground, and he's making this form, and he's creating it. He's, you know, much like, I like to picture it, much like a child creates sandcastles and you name it, right, in the sandbox, you know. He's there on his hands and knees, and he's forming this thing, and that doesn't say exactly how God did it, but I would like to picture it that way, that that God was actually there on his hands and knees, and he was forming man. And then it says, So God created man in his own image, and God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful, and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth. Right there, God is giving man something that he has not given to any other, to any of the animals or any of the other creatures that he created. He is giving him to have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over every living thing. So God set up right there, he set up man on a different plane from the rest of the of creation. And God said, Behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. To you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw that everything that he made, and that behold, it was very good. Day 7, it says in Genesis 2, I believe, verse 1, Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them. And on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested upon the seventh day from all the work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day, and he sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. Now, if we consider that just a little bit, how that God made everything that we see, heaven and earth, the trees, the birds, the fish, everything that we can see, he created it in 7 days. And God looked back, he created it in 6 days. And God looked back over his week, and he saw that it was good. And as we reflect back upon over our week, what do we see? How is our relationship with our children? How is our relationship with our parents? Or what about our spouse? What do we see when we look back over the week, over the last week? Do we see that everything is good, like God said, like God could say of his work? Well, in 1 Corinthians 15:45 it says, And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. And I hope we can look at that again later on in the week. But I do want to take note here that the first man, Adam, he was created as God created him. I believe, according to Scripture, that he was created to be a being, an everlasting being, and that's the way God created him. But then sin came. I think I'll leave it there for today. Sin came into the world through this man that God created. So from maybe tomorrow we need to take it up there again and look a little bit about at the sin and so forth. I don't know exactly what God has for us for tomorrow, but we'll trust God and trust that he will, this week can be a blessing as we look at the Word of God. So God bless you and keep you, and hope to hope you come back again tomorrow to see what God has for us tomorrow. All right. God bless you.